reflection and keen sociological insight. Brown traced the century of segregated schooling, examining how early efforts to control African-American minds through the education systems have led to the foundation of the systematic inequality we still live with today. Also, she uncovered how schools and formal education have been both a tool for liberation as well as a method of control. From the founding of early HBCUs like Hampton, Atlanta, and Tuskegee Universities, to the rise of the Black Freedom Struggle, the Power for the Black Mind brings the stories of pioneering African-American leaders to life and explores the institutions they built to educate future generations. I'm John L. Hanson, Jr., and welcome to another edition of In Black America. On this week's program, The Battle for the Black Mind with Dr. Karida L. Brown, In Black America.
You know, those two were two of the oldest HBCUs in the South. They were founded within a year of one another by the same organization, the American Missionary Association. But they took two different paths in how they, their idea of what would be the appropriate education for African Americans. Hampton, in the beginning, took the path of a what was called the industrial model of education. And that really focused on training Black folks to do not think, training Black folks to be prepared for jobs in agriculture and domestic service, and to teach teachers that would teach those things to Black folks. Now, I don't know about you, John, but after 250 years of working for free, okay, I don't think that we needed more training.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver number two, discount tire Ford Mustang. If there's one thing I've learned after years on the track, it's that having the right amount of pressure in your tires can make or break performance. Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure once a month, especially before road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
It's a time of tremendous uncertainty for everyone, but some things haven't changed. Stomach cancer is still a leading cause of cancer death worldwide. More than 1 million people will be diagnosed this year alone, and it's vital to know your risks and learn ways to prevent it. It's also critical for cancer patients to protect themselves from all viruses. No Stomach for Cancer encourages you to listen to medical experts to understand your risks. Find out more about COVID-19 at cancer.gov and learn more about your risks for stomach cancer at nostomachforcancer.org.
This is Kevin Amos. Welcome to the Jazz Corner. You are listening on LMB Network, WRCT Pittsburgh, WRCT.org.
We're going to play a song. It was dedicated to a girl in Dayton, Ohio. Her name was Betty Pritchett. And I thought I was going to marry Betty, but I didn't. But while I knew her, I wrote a song for Betty, and it was called Along Came Betty. But then I met my wife, and her name wasn't Betty, her name was Bobby. And I had written this song, Along Came Betty. What could I do? Could I change it to Along Came Bobby? It's too late, too late.
Thank you.
going into the archives a little bit. Music of Billy Taylor, and also music from Benny Golson. Benny Golson doing a live version of Along Came Betty, and he talks about how the song came about. Also, Billy Taylor doing Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams. More music coming up for you, more new music, and more of your favorites here on the Jazz Corner. Kevin Amos here.
Do you know a veteran in need? After leaving the military, many veterans struggle to find their way home. Because to a veteran, home isn't just a place, it's an idea, a feeling. Nation's Finest understands the challenges veterans face. Through the VA's Supportive Services for Veteran Families program, we help veterans and their families struggling with rent, employment, and other housing-related costs. Today, Nation's Finest operates more than 30 locations in California, Arizona, and Nevada. For more than 50 years, we've helped thousands of veterans in these communities build happy, healthy, and purposeful lives. And our team is committed to supporting those who've served in their families for another 50. To get help, visit nationsfinest.org or call 1-833-468-9676. That's 1-833-468-9676.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more. Like always.
The danger zone is everywhere.
Zanzibar, said the woman at the front door, do you know the place you are? This place is full of fancy, I don't think you fit the scene. You are just American black boy, I'm a French African queen. As she was tall and statuesque, she looked straight over my puzzled head. She said, don't make me get real ugly, you heard just what I said. I've got music for the people, I must fulfill my precious dream. To bring blues from America to the French African queen. We'll be right back.
near the Fuquay Zanzibar. Said the woman at the front door, do you know the place you are? This place is full of fancy, I don't think you fit the scene. You are just American black boy, I'm a French African queen. As she was tall and statuesque, she looked straight over my puzzled head. She said, don't make me get real ugly, you heard just what I said. I've got music for the people, I must fulfill my precious dream. I bring blues from America to the French African queen. Hear my words, we're not so different, land and language in the way. We feel the same human feelings with different words we say. We are fruit from the same tree, I think you know just what I mean. I am your American black boy and my French African queen.
Birds flying high, you know what I feel. Sun in the sky, you know what I feel. Breeze drifting by, you know what I feel. It's a new dawn, a new day, a new life for me. And I'm feeling it's a new one.